This portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolley & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brett and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Ferdenthal Primary Care, the Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Book Ball 365, Bees, Tees, and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home of Gower, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, Daisy Frisch, Amy and Wes Simmons, JC's Hardwood Floors, and Hinky Family Farms in Princeton. Thank you guys so much for your contribution and support of the Cliff Notes Podcast. Alrighty, we are here on the Cliff Notes Podcast here. We are back for the first time in about a month. We have an episode out with district play coming up. I figured it'd be the time to start kind of pumping out some episodes. We got every game gets bigger and bigger as we now get from here. On the way back from Maysville with me right now, on our way back from Maysville from Class 2 District 16 Girls Basketball, Jeremy Benson from the Grand River Conference. Jeremy, welcome back.
Oh, nice to be here.
Well, Jeremy, we've seen a couple of games tonight, and, you know, we've seen one close game, one blowout tonight in Maysville. We'll go ahead and we'll start with the first game of the evening. It was 4-seeded Gallatin against 5th-seeded Penny. The previous two matchups between the Hornets and the Bulldogs were very, very close game. Tonight's game was just the complete opposite from that. Gallatin controlled the game from pretty much from whistle to whistle. En route to an 80-40 win for Gallatin. Jeremy, I'll just offer up your thoughts on the game.
Well, as you said, you know, they Hamilton played Gallatin really close earlier, and so, you know, coming into the game, you know, you wondered would it be the same Gallatin team that had played close games, or the Gallatin team that we really saw earlier in the year that, you know, won the Gallatin tournament and had played really well, you know, beating a Polo team, which will be their opponent on Wednesday. And they came out and they just controlled the game. They led 29-9 after one. And, you know, it was not even a close game. They put on the press. Hamilton couldn't handle their pressure at all. And so it was pretty much over. Annabelle Ball, I believe she had 35 points tonight. She just dominated them, and it was really just a complete win for them. Their previous high score of the year was 61 points versus Putnam County. They eclipsed that by a long shot, scoring 80 tonight. So it was really just a complete game. You know, talking to several people, they believe this was Gallatin's best performance. I know that Hamilton is not necessarily the best team, but considering how they played them earlier in the year, it was a much improved performance by Gallatin. And, you know, I think it's something where, you know, I am very interested to see how they can play Polo on Wednesday. I think it's going to be a very good matchup. It's probably not going to be your typical one versus four, where most of the ones versus four is going to be a pretty much, you know, the one's going to be heavily favored. This one, I think, is going to be a toss-up on Wednesday.
And I know you mentioned something about Annabelle Ball just a few minutes ago. I mean, she went off for 35 tonight. She just recently, you've been doing a really good job on the Grand River Conference social media pages of keeping tabs on 1,000-point scores. She just recently just eclipsed the mark. Just give me your thoughts on her performance tonight.
I mean, she was hitting from the outside. She was penetrating. She played great on defense. Got a lot of scores on transition. I mean, she was just everywhere tonight, and very tough for Hamilton to handle. You know, I just think she just had a very complete game for them. You know, one of the things that, you know, I think she had a very good start to the season. I think she was pressing a lot when she got closer to 1,000. And I think really, you know, on Thursday night when she hit 1,000, it really kind of freed her up. And she just looked like she's a totally different player tonight. And, you know, she scored 30 the other night. I think really, you know, after she hit that 1,000-point mark, it just felt like a big weight was lifted off her shoulder. And she just felt like just a completely different player tonight than how she's been playing lately.
And then, as we mentioned, you know, that sets up Gallatin versus Polo coming up on Wednesday. And, you know, we mentioned, too, that, you know, that, you know, Gallatin won the Gallatin tournament over, I think they beat Polo, was it the semifinal they beat? Yes. Polo? Yeah, so they beat Polo in the semifinal, but then I think it was like early January, it was Gallatin's court warming, Polo was able to come out and kind of, you know, get that win there. It just happens to come down to, you know, Polo and Gallatin. We know we both saw them in the softball district championship game. You know, a lot of athletes, a lot of carryover from both of those teams. You know, Annabelle Vaught, you know, two of the top players in the entire conference, in the Grand River Conference. I mean, you know, just talk about that matchup a little bit.
Well, yeah, you've got probably two of the top five scorers in the conference. You know, they're going to be releasing the all conference on Wednesday or Thursday, voting on it on Wednesday. I expect both of them to probably be first team all conference. Definitely Hannah Vaught will, but I would expect Annabelle Ball to be first team all conference too. You know, they're both great athletes. They're both great on softball pitchers. They're both great basketball players. You know, just great all-around athletes, and it should be a great battle. Polo, I think, is probably a better defensive team, although, you know, Gallatin showed great defense tonight. But Polo, they're probably a better defensive team. I think Gallatin's probably a better scoring team. I think you're going to see the strengths in those areas for both of these teams. Will it be Polo's defense that wins out, or will it be Gallatin's offense that wins out? So we'll see what happens on Wednesday during that matchup.
Yep, Gallatin versus Polo on Wednesday night. Before we move on to our Albany-Maysville recap, we got some sound from Gallatin coach Trish Atkinson after the game, talking about the game and looking ahead to the big matchup with the Panthers. Coach, the previous two times you guys played Penny, it was a couple close games there. One in the Hamilton tournament, one a couple weeks ago. What were some of the biggest adjustments that you felt like that you guys made from this game to the previous two?
You know, we talked about how we wanted to go out and work hard and go score the bucket when we got the steal, not just go set up our offense.
You know, talk about you guys had some great defense as well. You guys pressed them quite a bit there, especially in that first half. Was in part of the game plan, or is that something you guys kind of felt like you guys did and it worked?
That was our plan. You know, we've been working all season long on that press, and so that's just a little something that we wanted to work and see if we could make some adjustments from the last time we played them.
Talk about Annabelle's performance, you know, not only tonight, but, you know, throughout the season. We know she's multi-talented at multiple sports. You know, her coming out and having 35 tonight. Just talk about, you know, the player, just her performance tonight, and just what somebody like her means to your team.
You know, I complimented her a while back and told her she'd make a big, tremendous stride from last year to this year. And just as far as being a leader, not necessarily the athlete, because she is a great athlete, but she's that leader on the floor that we need, and the girls rely on her. And so, you know, we talk about how people are going to be going after her. And so on the nights that we're struggling, she seems to find us our way and score some points.
With tonight's win, I mean, you guys go on against Polo. Polo's the one seed in the district. You guys split with them, beat them in the Gallatin tournament. They came back and beat you guys on court warming. I know that's something that's got to kind of fire up this team as well. But, you know, 1-1, you know, rubber match coming up on Wednesday for district for an opportunity to play for a district championship.
Yeah, you know, Polo's a great team, and we know we have our hands full when it comes to them. And so we're going to go in and get ready to work some things over tomorrow at practice and be ready to see them on Wednesday.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations on the victory tonight. Survive in advance, and good luck to you guys as you guys move on to Wednesday.
Thanks. I appreciate the coverage.
Alrighty, also always a pleasure to have Coach on. Thank you, Coach Ad. Gets in for joining the podcast there. Get Gallatin beats Penny tonight, 80-4. Today we'll move on to face Polo in the next round of district play. Other matchup that we had tonight, 3-seeded Albany against 6-seeded Maysville. This one was a little bit more of a closer game than the last game was. Albany, very, very improved from a season ago. Against Maysville, you know, maybe the record doesn't show it, but I think they're an improved team from a season ago. Albany was able to pull away from the game. Maysville had the game within, like, 2 or 3 in the third quarter. Maysville was able to make a run there in the third quarter. Albany led by 10 at the half, 19-9. Maysville was able to get the lead to 2 or 3, get the deficit to 2 or 3. But Albany able to pull away for a 10-point victory. I believe it was 38-28 was the final score in that one. Jeremy, just give me your thoughts on the last district first-round matchup.
Yeah, the first game was you saw lots of offense. Second game, it was not that much offense in the game. You know, it was a 9-3 score after one, 19-9 at the halftime. Albany looked like they were probably in control of this game. Maysville did cut it to 2 late in the third quarter. They just did not have enough. I mean, Albany definitely was the better team. And when Maysville closed it to 2, Albany was able to push it back out to an 8-point lead before Maysville was able to score again. And then Maysville, a lot of it is they while I think they have some athletes, and you'll see that in track season coming up, they just don't have the scores. Sydney Popplewell, you know, she can hit the 3. And then Klippenstein, I think she can get the ball inside and has some good shots. They just don't have the natural scores of basketball players. I think they have some good athletes, but it just doesn't translate to the basketball court as well as they would like. They struggle from the free throw line. They just struggle shooting. And so while I think they did a great job on the defensive side, I think they did a great job. They've had a lot of energy. You could tell. You could tell when they made that comeback that they were really working hard. They were really working with a lot of purpose, but they just did not have enough to overcome Albany. Albany was able to really pull away down the stretch. Albany's really got to play better if they're going to beat East Atchison on Wednesday. East Atchison beat them the first time, and talking with Jared Ralvis, you know, he thinks that Albany is probably better. Now, he may be a little biased in that he covers Albany all year, but he felt that in that game, East Atchison just got a little bit hot in the first half. And they were able to carry that into the game. I think Albany has really played better. Just following Albany this year, they really had 2 games, I think, 2 losses this year, I think, that they would really like back. One of them was Winston, and the other was East Atchison. And for them, they do have a chance to get that one back on Wednesday. And so, you know, that's going to be a game that they have circled on their calendar for 2 days from now.
So Albany moves on, as Jeremy mentioned. They will face East Atchison on Wednesday night. A very, very improved season for the Albany Warriors. Also, I thought, you know, an improved Maysville squad throughout the year as well. Definitely props to Coach Tyler Zimmerman and their squad this year. I thought they were, the couple games that I seen them this year, they were very improved from when I saw them last season. Definitely props to Coach Zimmerman there. Props to Albany, too, advancing to the next round of districts. As that is our recap for Class 2 District 16 at Maysville. That district will continue out there on Wednesday. Got some boys matchups coming up there as well. Jeremy, just talk about, you know, where you're going to be at this week.
So tomorrow night I will be at Plattsburgh. We'll be Polo versus Stuartsville-Osborne and St. Joe Christian versus Hamilton. So that's where I'll be tomorrow night. Wednesday I will be at King City. It will be St. Joseph Christian versus North Andrew and King City versus Mound City. And so those will be the games that I'll be at on Wednesday. After that, it will just be based on what happens in those games. So, but that's right now what my schedule will be the next two nights.
Yeah, but my schedule, I'll be at Gower the next two nights. We got Class 3 District 15 boys action. Should be a couple good semifinal games there. Four-seeded Bishop LeBlanc against fifth-seeded Mid-Buchanan, and then third-seeded East Buck against sixth-seeded North Platte. I feel like both of those games could go either way. We'll be there tomorrow with wall-to-wall coverage with that. Also, will be Wednesday will be for the Class 3 District 15 semifinals. Lathrop versus Lawson and South Harrison and LeBlanc will be those two matchups there as well. Jeremy, I want to thank you so much for joining me, allowing me to ride along with you for this trip to Maysville, and hopefully we'll see you throughout the week.
Sounds good.
All righty, that is our Class 2 District 16 recap on the girls' side. Coming up after a quick commercial break, we'll recap all the other district scores plus run down the boys' schedule for Tuesday night. This portion of the Cliff Notes podcast is brought to you by Tolley & Associates, Little Caesars of St. Joseph, John Anderson Insurance, Meyerhofer Funeral Home and Crematory, Miljavik Electric, Musser Construction, Greg Kastner, voice of the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles and the St. Joseph Mustangs, Brett and Angie Lawson, Travis and Amber DeBoard, Jason and Mary Watkins, Matt and Jenny Busby, Brian and Rebecca Viertaler, Frudenthal Primary Care, The Michelle Cook Group, Russell Book and Book Ball 365, Bees, Tees, and Embroidery, Janelle Glidewell of Lightstar Financial, KT Logistics LLC, Hicks and Klein Funeral Home of Gower, James L. Griffin Law Firm of Maysville, Toby Prusman of Premier Land and Auction Group, Barnes Roofing, the St. Joseph School District, Patrick Lyle Insurance, Cintas, the Hi-Ho Bar and Grill, HK Quality Sheet Metal, Redmond Farms in Maysville, Robin Stacia Studer, Jeff and Michelle Zeit, Melissa Wynn, Gabe Edgar, Daisy Frisch, Amy and Wes Simmons, JC's Hardwood Floors, and Hinkey Family Farms in Princeton. Thank you guys so much for your contribution and support of the Cliff Notes podcast. Alrighty, thank you so much to Jeremy Benson of the Grand River Conference for coming on the Cliff Notes podcast once again. Let's go ahead and let's run down the scores of the entire night of district basketball. Class 3 District 16 girls at Carrollton, 5th seed at Brookfield defeated Lexington 44-39. Class 3 District 15 girls taking place at East Buchanan, 4th seed at Lawson defeating Mid Buchanan 58-53. South Harrison girls defeated East Buck 52-38. Class 2 District 16 girls at Maysville, Gallatin over Penny 80-42, and Albany over Maysville 38-28. Also, Class 2 District 15 girls at North Platte, West Platte over Barstow 51-30. Plattsburgh over Casey Lutheran 41-25. Class 2 District 6 Milan girls over Putnam County 44-32. Schuyler County over Scotland County 68-38. Marceline over Knox County 48-37. Class 1 District 16 at Stanberry, Northeast Nottoway over the host Bulldogs of Stanberry 51-47. Nottoway Valley over Worth County 54-16. Rockport over North Nottoway 43-39. Class 1 District 15 girls taking place at King City, 5th seed in North Andrew knocking off DeKalb 50-27. King City over South Holt 61-26, and Mount City over Union Star 49-39. Class 1 District 14 girls, that is at Pattonsburg, 5th seed of Winston defeated Stuartsville Osborne 47-22. Second seeded host Panther 67 over 7th seeded North Harrison 67-27. East Harrison over Tri-County 48-38, and Class 1 District 11 girls at Princeton, 4-seeded Grundy County defeated Novinger 45-40, and Green City over Linn County 59-31. Again, want to thank Jeremy Benson for coming on the podcast. Also want to give an apologies for being so quiet here. Been battling a cold over the last couple of days. It's getting a little bit better progressively, but we're hoping that it gets better every single day. So also want to thank Tyler Zimmerman at Maysville for allowing me to come and shoot photos tonight at Maysville, as well as doing some post-game coverage there. That will do it for tonight's episode. We will see you back here tomorrow night for another edition of the Post-it Notes.